This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to the Sahaba just before the month of Ramadan, إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ وَفِيهِ لَيْلَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ الشَّهْرِ مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ. The Messenger of Allah used to give the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum the glad tidings and the good news of the month of Ramadan. And he used to tell them, إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ, indeed this month, the month of Ramadan, قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ, it just approached you, he had approached you. وَفِيهِ, in that month, there's a night that is better than 1,000 months. And then the Messenger of Allah said, مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا, anyone who is deprived the khayr of Laylatul Qadr, فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ, he's indeed stripped and deprived from all goodness. وَلَا يَحْرُمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ, and no one would be in that situation except someone is so wicked, so bad, so evil. And subhanAllah, if you look at this hadith and you analyze and you reflect on the hadith, the Messenger of Allah is saying, if you were deprived from the khayr of that night, then you are mahroom. And you are so evil, there is no khayr in you. Yet, the last 10 days of Ramadan, we don't pay much attention to that night. Rather, we fool ourselves. And the last, the 27th of Ramadan, we all come for Taraweeh, we come for Khatm al-Quran. As though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a promise that this is the true night. Allah is so merciful. He said the whole year is a chance and opportunity for you to come back and ask for forgiveness. But I'm not asking you to pray to me tirelessly this the whole year, but I'm asking you to look and search for that night in the month of Ramadan. 11 months on the side, just 1 month. And even in that month, he said, just concentrate on those 10 days. Yet we're not even doing that. We don't do that. No. In the month of Ramadan is a month of food, drink, and entertainment and enjoying ourselves. It's a month that we change it from what it used to be. The Salaf rahimahumullah used to consider this month a month of opportunity. But us, this is the only month that we gain weight. This is the only month that we have all different types of food. You know, for iftar, there's a different types of food. For dinner, there's a different types of food. For suhoor, there's a different types of food. And subhanAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. This month, ikhwati fi Allah, is the month of Qur'an, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This is the month that Allah revealed the Qur'an, the whole Qur'an was revealed in the month of Ramadan in Sama'i Dunya. This month is the month that khalufa from the sa'im, that smell, the odor that comes out of your mouth, that a lot of people may consider, you know, your unacceptable, unpleasant smell because of the empty stomach. Allah says that smell is better than the misk in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's better only when you're fasting, subhanAllah. According to hadith, حسنه الشيخ ابن عثيمين, if not other scholars, they have other sayings about it. The Messenger of Allah said, this is the month that the angels ask Allah to forgive you. This is the month that Allah purified Jannah for you and I, for the believers. This is the month that the angels of Jannah will say, the people who fast this month would soon come and be in you. The angels will say to the Jannah, and they prepared the Jannah for us. This is the only month that the shayateen would be chained and the marada, kama fi sunan al-Tirmidhi wa sahih Muslim. This is the only month that the gates of Jahannam would be closed and the gates of Jannah would be opened. This is the only month that Allah will release utaqa' min al-nar wa dhalika fi kulli layl, every single night of the month of Ramadan, Allah will release people from Jahannam. Nasal Allah an yaj'alna minhum. This is the month of opportunity, brothers and sisters. It's not the month of food and drink. It's not the month that we roam around the city. One night we hop this masjid, the next night we go to another masjid and we say, I don't like this qari and I don't like that qari and I don't like this reciting and that reciting. I don't like the khatir, I don't like the length of the recitation. This is the month that we should drop everything and concentrate on ibadah. Ikhwati fillah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the month of Ramadan and fasting in general, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kullu amal ibn Adam lah al-hasanatu bi'asharati amthaliha. Every deed that son of Adam does, everything that you do, good deed, the reward of that is yours. It is yours. الحسنة بعشرة أمثالها. Every good deed, you will be rewarded with 10 good deeds. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, up to 700 deeds. قال إلا الصوم فإنه لي. Allah said, except صوم, indeed it is mine, and I will reward the servant for what he fasts for. Now can you imagine? Can you imagine Allah the Most Merciful saying to us, everything is yours. You want to perform Hajj, it is yours. You want to pray Qiyam al-Layl, it is yours. You want to recite the Quran, that is yours. But when it comes to fasting, it is mine. This is mine. I will reward you. Not 700 times more, but more than that. Inna Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. It's so kind to us. And all he wants us to do is fast for him with sincerity. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, من صام رمضان إيمانا وإحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan, إيمانا, believing that this is from Allah, واحتسابا, hoping the reward would become from Allah, indeed his all sins is forgiven, his past sins. But ya ikhwati fillah, you can't be claiming that you're fasting for Allah and this is for Allah. You know, when something, you know, imagine walillahi mathal al-a'la. Imagine when a gift is for someone that is special. You know, your father, your parents, your mother, or your spouse. You know, when you're buying a gift, you buy a gift and you select the gift that suits that person, so the person may be pleased with you and be happy with the gift. Now, subhanAllah, Allah is saying the fasting that you fast is like that. It is for me. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must try to perfect that fasting. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qan, مَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُ الزُّورِ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَ أَنْ يَدْعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَى. He said, if you're not going to desist from قول الزور, which is a false testimony, and acting according to that testimony, then Allah does not need you to start from eating and drinking. Allah does not need you just to abstain from eating and drinking. But Allah wants you to guard your lips, each one of them. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الصوم جنّة. الصوم جنّة. What jinnah means? Protection, shia. So fasting is shia. Shia from what? From the ma'as. You know, your nafs, the shaitan whispers to you and he says, you know, just look at her. She's just going through. Just look at her. And the fast say, no. You're fasting for Allah. No, don't look. And that's why when you're fasting, you're so conscious of everything. Before you say something, you're fasting, your Ramadan, or your fasting will remind you, you're fasting, be careful. Before you look into haram, fasting will remind you, don't look because you're fasting for Allah. When you want to lie, don't lie because you're fasting for Allah. That's why the Messenger of Allah said, As-sawmu junnah. Fasting is protection, it's shia. فَإِذَا كَانَ صَوْمِ يَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ. So if one of you is fasting, the Messenger of Allah said, فَلَا يَرْفَثْ. You should not be engaging, indulging, and involved with any sexual activities. You should not say, you know, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ, I can look. You know, it's just the first time. No. لَا رَفَثْ. وَلَا يَفْسَقْ. And should not be a, you know, a rebellious servant of Allah. وَلَا يَجْهَلْ. And you should not be an ignorant person who is doing, you know, haram things. فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدِ. If someone, you know, curses you or says something back to you, you respond to that person in the sign. Do you know why? Why do you have to tell me you are fasting? So you can show off that you are fasting? No. So you let this person know that you're not afraid of him. You're not worried about him, but you worry for your fast. You worry for your fast and for you say, I'm not talking to you in the song, in the written song. I'm not going to be involved with that. So the month of Ramadan is an opportunity for the believers. Second thing, ikhwati fi Allah, that we should do in the month of Ramadan, bi idnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, is qiyam al-layl. And qiyam al-layl, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about it and he said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. وفي رواية من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. If you stand up in the month of Ramadan, if you stand for قيام الليل, then your past sins will be forgiven بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى. So in the month of Ramadan, يا إخوتي في الله, is the month of قيام, is the month of recitation, is the month of Qur'an, is the month when you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah يقول وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They spend the night for their Lord instead of sujood and qiyam. أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي رَفَعَ السَّمَاءَ بِلَا خَمَدٍ. I ask you by the one who raised the sky with no pillars. How do you spend your night? How do I spend my night? You know, how often do you really look into your phone and see haram things, whether you're checking your Facebook status or you're responding to one of those unnecessary texts or you're going through your email. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching in the middle of the night. And Allah is the one who is saying, كَمَا قَالَ بَعْفِ الْأَثَرِ. He said, when the servant of Allah commits sins, when no one else can see, Allah will say to that person on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, أي عبدي أكنت أهون الناظرين إليك. O my servant, was I your least concern? You hid the ma'siyah from the people. You hid it from your friends, from your family members. You kept it away from everyone. But in front of me, you did not care. You didn't care. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, certain group of people will come, كَحَسَّنَاتِ مِثْلَ جِبَالِ تِهَامَةِ, like with mountains, with these like the mountains of Tihama. And these are mountains in Yemen. Huge mountains. قَالَ فَيَجْعَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا فَيَجْعَلَهُ اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. And Allah will turn those mountains of deeds into dust. So the Sahaba said, why, O Messenger of Allah? And then the Messenger of Allah said, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ كَانَ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مِثْلَ مَا لَكُمْ. Indeed, they used to stand up قيام الليل like you stand up قيام الليل. Subhanallah, we don't stand up قيام الليل. You know, we don't. You know, we pretend the majority of the Ummah, 99%. I should have said, you know, figures, but majority of the Ummah, we don't pray قيام الليل. Do you think if we pray قيام الليل, and we stand in front of Allah every night, these people would be doing to our brothers in Burma what they're doing to? One of you, one of us who stands in front of Allah with sincere dua and pure soul and body, if he says, Ya Allah, protect my brothers and sisters in Burma, Allah would have answered that. Allah would have answered. In the salaf, ya ikhwati fillah, one person used to be enough for the whole ummah. One person, and they had hundreds of thousands of them. Now in this ummah, we can hardly find one person whose dua is accepted. So when you stand in front of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you that opportunity. It's a beautiful thing. One of the salaf, they say he bought a servant, a mate, a girl, the days that this used to happen. And then the man, like all of us, like most of us, after Salat al-Isha, he slept. And the slave girl, she stood up and she prayed Qiyam al-Layl. And then she prayed Qiyam al-Layl, and she prayed Qiyam al-Layl. And then she looked at her master sleeping like a dead cow. And then she woke him up and said, get up and pray for Allah. And he said, leave me alone. And then she stood up and she continued with Qiyam al-Layl. And then she went back to him and said, get up, stand for the sake of Allah. But he continued sleeping. And then finally, just before the dawn, she said, Fi Allah, and pray. Fi Allah. And then while he was dragging his feet, he got up. And he made wudu and he prayed 2 rak'ah. And then, you know, in the morning, that young lady, she was active, energetic, and moving left and right. And he said to her, are you not tired? You know, she said, why would I be tired? You know, I was standing in front of my Lord all night long. And then he said, do you think Allah favor you over us? قَالَتْ يَا سَيِّدِي وَكَيْفَ لَمْ يُفَضِّلُ اللَّهِ. How come Allah did not favor me over you? When He allowed me to stand in front of you in the middle of the night, when He made you sleep like a cow in the middle of the night. You know, he made you sleep. You were sleeping all night long. But I was standing in front of my Lord. He allowed me that. So as a mu'min, when a mu'min is able to stand in front of Allah for Qiyam al-Layl, especially the month of Ramadan, that is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a sign that Allah is pleased with that person. And the month of Ramadan is one of those months that is a golden opportunity for us to start something beautiful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiyallahu anha used to say, لا تدع قيام الليل. Used to say to the Sahaba, do not leave قيام الليل. فَإِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَمْ يَكُوِ كَانَ لَا يَدَعْ. He never used to leave قيام الليل. Never. قَالَتْ وَإِنْ كَانَ بِهِ مَرَضْ. If he used to be ill, if he used to get sick, All the time he used to sit down sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he never used to miss Qiyam al-Layl. And Umar ibn Khattab used to pray Qiyam al-Layl until the middle of the night, until midnight. And then he used to wake up his family and he used to say, وَأْمُرْ أَوْ يُسْتُ لِسَيْدْ وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. He used to recite and ask and order your family to perform salah and be patient with them. We don't ask you to provide for them. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform Qiyam al-Layl. Nowadays, we hardly finish Salat al-Taraweeh with the Imam. And the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama fi Sunan al-Tirmidhi wa Ibn Majah wa Abi Dawood wa Nasa'i. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qama ma'a imami hatta yansarif kutiba lahu Qiyam al-Layl. He said, if you stay with your imam until he finished his salah, then Allah will write for you as though you perform Qiyam al-Layl all night long. All night long. So if your imam is praying 8 rak'ah, which is the sunnah, alhamdulillah, finish with him. If your imam is praying 20 rak'ah, alhamdulillah, finish with him. If your imam is praying 40 rak'ah, like Umar bin Abdul Aziz, finish with him. And that is the night, that's how you get the reward, bi'idni Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other things that we should do. Ya Aba Bakr, ma abqayta li ahlak? Qala abqaytu lillahi wa rasul. I left Allah and His Messenger to take care of them, subhanAllah. Talha bin Ubaydillah, if you know this Sahabi radiyallahu anhu, he was one of the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Sahabi, Talha bin Ubaydillah, he was married to a righteous wife. Now I wish if our sisters can hear this. He was married to a righteous wife. And he came home, her name was Saudi. He came home and he looked concerned. So she went to him. قَالَتْ مَا بَالُكْ, what is wrong with you? Did anything bother you about me? Tell me so I can fix it. قال لا. But I realize that I have so much wealth. He said to his wife, I'm concerned, I'm worried, I'm afraid because I have so much wealth. Now which one of us would go to his wife sad, concerned, worried, and say to her, you know, all this that you see is because I have so much money. So much money. Do you know what she said to him? She said, give it for the sake of Allah. Give it away. Which wife would say that? Wallahi, if you come home and you say, you know, I have so much money. She said, MashaAllah, let's go to Miami. Wallahi alhamd. She will take you to closer to Jahannam wal'iyadu billah. No. She said, give it for the sake of Allah. She helped her husband and she gave the money away. As a matter of fact, when she gave, her nephew came to her and he said, I went to the man, his accountant, and he said, how much did Talha bin Ubaydillah give that day? He said, 450,000 dirham. That's all he got. 400,000. Everything. He gave for the sake of Allah. Why? Because he understood that when you give, Allah gives it back to you. وَمَا تُنْفِقُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend, Allah will give it back to you. There's a sister that donated to my masjid, 150,000 American. SubhanAllah. And she looked very simple sister. And I said, SubhanAllah, sister, 150,000, may Allah give you more. But how much do you have left? Did you leave for your family? She said, nothing. And I said, SubhanAllah, Sister, why are you giving all your wealth? And she says, SubhanAllah. I said, how do you get this money, sister? Do you work? And she said, no. I said, then how? She said, SubhanAllah, I saved $5,000. And then I gave it for the sake of Allah because I heard the Shaykh saying, if you give it to Allah, Allah will give it back to you. So I said, Ya Allah, take it. And then he came back with $20,000, $15,000, $10,000. And they said, SubhanAllah, Ya Allah, take it. And I gave $10,000. And he came back with $50,000. And I said, Ya Allah, take it. And he came back $100,000. And I said, Ya Allah, take it. And I came back 150, and now I'm giving tea so you can come back more and more for this of you and that. And I say, SubhanAllah, she had yaqeen. Yaqeen that whatever she would give, Allah would give it back to her. Because Allah does not need money, does not need sadaqah from us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. Ha antum haula tud'auna litunfiqu fi sabilillah. Here you are, Allah said. Here you are. You are invited to give for the sake of Allah. فَمِنْكُمْ, he said, amongst you, some of you will hold back. Some of you will hold back. And it's not, we're not holding back from Allah subhanahu. In the month of Ramadan, ya ikhwati fillah, the third thing that you should do is feed the people. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We're giving to you, we're feeding you for the sake of Allah. We don't want any favors from you. We don't want anything from you. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing that when he walked to the city of Medina, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, or said to everyone, Ya ayyuhal nas, ifshu salam wa at'imu ta'am, wa sallu wa sallu bil nay, wa silu al arham wa sallu bil nay, wa nasu niyam. Ikhwati fillah. There's a lot of things that we can do in the month of Ramadan. There's a lot of acts we can do. We can read the Quran, the Salafun al-Salih, rahimahumullah, a lot of ulama. They used to put the ilm, and they used to close the halaqat of ilm, and they used to come to the masjid and read Quran. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to read, finish the Quran 60 times in the month of Ramadan. Imam al-Zuhri, he used to stop teaching fiqh and hadith and any of his halaqat, and he used to come and just read the Quran. Imam Malik bin Anas radiyallahu anhu used to concentrate on Quran on the month of Ramadan, and he used to say, this is the month that the Quran was revealed. I will not do anything else other than reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhwati fillah, I know Sheikh Murtada jazakallah khair and the rest of the shuyukh who came here gave you a lot of information about the month of Ramadan, and you know what needs to be done. My brother Saeed is not going to be sitting here and give you more information that you never heard from the Quran or from the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I will say to you and say to myself, this is the month of opportunity. Kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith Sunan al-Tirmidhi, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان لأول ليلة من رمضان, the first night of Ramadan, the gates of Jannah would be open and the gates of Jahannam would be closed, and the marad and the shayateen would be chained, and the marad min al jinn or maradat min al jinn would be chained, and then a caller would be called from above, and he would say, Ya baqi al khayr aqbil wa ya baqi al sharr aqsim. Or the seekers of good proceed and come forward, and the seekers of evil desist and go back. So I'm saying to you, Ikhwati fillah, this is the month that you should come forward if you want to do khayr, if you have intention of doing bad things, and if all you have intention of continue with bad habits, then I will say to you, ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will also say to you, if you are among those people who try to play games with Allah, be careful or be aware of that. Some of us, we try to be righteous only the month of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan. And we have in the back of our minds that after Ramadan, I'll go back to what I used to do. I will stop smoking only for the month of Ramadan. After Ramadan, inshallah, I will go back. We had people, I used to live in a city called Calgary. And in Calgary, there's a lot of people, especially people from the Middle East, from Sham, who came there, you know, in early 60s and 70s. And there, mashallah, they were raised and, you know, born and raised in that part of the country. And their Islam became only Islam of Ramadan. So the boy, he would leave his girlfriend, who is not Muslim, he would say to her, now the month of Ramadan is coming. For 1 month, we're not going to have zina. We're not going to, you know, sleep together. We're not going to be together. After the month of Ramadan, I'll come back. And then what he used to do, first day of Eid, he will go to his girlfriend. And he will continue as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive, subhanallah, only in the month of Ramadan. And remember, if you fast, pray, and read Quran during the month of Ramadan, yet with the last day or the first day of the month of Shawwal, you start doing bad deeds, then that's a sign that Allah did not accept your Ramadan. Be careful. The day of Eid, if that's the day, the first day time you miss Salat al-Fajr, not Salat al-Eid, Salat al-Fajr, that's the day that you took your family out, your wife, you know, is all makeup, you know, wearing an outfit that is flashy and shiny, you know, you run into the masjid and you, you know, cursing people, or the cursing the traffic, you know, then you should know that Allah did not accept your fasting. Because if Allah had accepted your fasting, you would follow good deeds. You would be there for first Fajr of the month of Shawwal. You would be doing talbiyah. You would be reciting the dua. You would be doing the salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be careful. And take that as indication whether Allah accepted your fasting or not. This is what I have to say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.